was in Manchester, Massachusetts. We were renovating in an old historical home. I was using a DeWalt table saw, 10-inch contractor saw. I mean, I've been using saws my whole life. I've never had any problems with them. I've always been careful. This day, I'm still not sure exactly what happened. I just know within a second, my fingers were on the ground. And so our first thought was, let's get into the truck and we'll drive. And I'm bleeding all over his brand-new truck. And, you know, he's panicked. He's, you know, I'm afraid of him getting into an accident. He's trying to drive so fast. And was my only thought was, I got to get to, don't close my eyes until I get to the surgeon. I wasn't going to sleep for anything. And they finally found a doctor in Brigham and Women's who would take me. So that's where I ended up having my initial surgery. But the initial surgery was just to reattach two of the fingers. And it was long. I guess I was in there for 12 to 13 hours. It was a very long surgery, trying to put my hand back together. I had a piece of my pinky that was left. The saw kind of went through an angle, kind of above the pinky knuckle, right down through the other remaining three knuckles to finish on my index finger knuckle. That was the angle it took. So there was still a little piece of the pinky left. And so I had to have him take that off too, because it was just, it was horrendous to look at, and it was very sore, and it wasn't functioning. So then I've had pins put in, I've had hardware put in, I've had hardware taken out, I've had scar tissue taken out, I've had joint transfer. He took my ring knuckle and transferred it over to my middle finger knuckle. And I have hardware in that now, holding all that together. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I used to do everything. There wasn't anything I needed to have to ask help with for anything, whether it be building something or moving something or fixing something or whatever. And I can't do any of that stuff now. So that's, you know, that's hard. I used to enjoy doing stuff like that with my kids, doing little projects, coaching baseball, coaching football. Prior to the accident, I coached baseball for, I think, 6 years, and the teams were pretty good. And, you know, I enjoyed that. And, you know, last couple of years, yeah, I tried to coach, but it wasn't the same. I couldn't throw. I couldn't hit. Our team didn't win a game last year, and I kind of blamed that on myself, just not being able to do the stuff that I used to be to do with them. Financially, there's no money. I mean, they don't give, workman's comp doesn't give you enough to really live off. I'm behind in every bill that I can think of. I worked a full-time job, but there was always opportunities to do a side job, make a couple extra bucks here and there. At least once, twice a month, I could make a little hit where it would be, you know, more money for the family. You can't do that stuff anymore. From what they're telling me is, you know, I don't think that they don't believe that I'll be able to do carpentry again. So, I mean, that's what I've done all my life. So, I mean, I'm going to have to either change my profession and do something that I probably don't like as much. I don't know what that could be. You know, I was never really anybody to work in an office. You know, my work was always hands-on. So I'm really not sure what I'm going to do. Probably back before this happened, you know, if somebody had done this and a saw, I'd probably think to myself, well, they weren't being careful. After it happened to me, I don't have that view anymore. I view it like, you know, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. I guess if, you know, the right safety stuff was on, this would have been prevented, and I'd still be working. And, you know, so I'm all for making them put safety equipment on saws. So, I mean, a lot of guys in my trade are good, hard-working family men that are there because they're trying to make money for their families. Back in the early 70s and 80s, before there were airbags, and people were getting killed ridiculously in car crashes, and then all of a sudden they have to have airbags and they have to have safety equipment. I don't see any different for the saws. My life changed in less than a second, it seemed like, from being able to do anything I wanted to actually not being able to do anything. I just feel like a rock. I just sit here and I feel like I'm kind of useless. That's about it.